All right, well, let's jump into things, and I've got two little girls that are pretty preoccupied with the new kitten, and they're asking me to come help them do something rather, so we'll have to, they're panicking. Well, I should say the youngest is in panic mode like she usually is. Focus on Rick's call on Sunday night, if you guys caught that or caught it live, caught the recording, was last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, we were at the middle. Goodness, I can't, they're all running together. It was 2 weeks ago. We were at the middle point, halfway between the two rhythm events. Now we're a month out from the May 17th rhythm event. What are some of the results? And Kathy, you're blessed, and Harold, I know you are as well. And well, all three of you guys, all of us have been, we're blessed to be in an area, Kathy and Texas is probably the furthest away from. Kathy, did you attend the one in Dallas?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you're in that, so about an hour and a half drive?
About 2 hours.
About 2 hours. Did you take people with you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Harold, what about you?
In what respect?
Take people with you to the last quarter of the rhythm event. You have people there that were in your team?
Yes, we had five people there.
Okay, and Kathy Clark in Seattle?
Yes, I had a couple people there.
You had a couple people. Okay, so focusing on that, and you guys, let me let you in on a little secret, and I'm just going to put it out there. Okay, so there's 30 other people that will be in on this little secret. You're going to see, and you can quote me on this, you're going to see things start to evolve in the sense that people who in the past, and I'll name names, okay? Rick Murphy, Terry Latham, Dave Stoltzfus, Mike DiMuccio, Reed Nelson, Dennis Edges, you're going to see people who have developed incredible training programs. You're going to see those programs dissolve into or morph into a form that really is nothing more than the 90-day cycle or the rhythm of Neekin. And the reason is, and again, going back to the event, the MBA event in Irvine in, was that in January, I guess it was, these incredibly gifted creative leaders who developed some wonderful programs are now coming to the terms of, you know, why are we doing this all on our own? Why don't we give our information and give our creative talents to Neekin and let them pull it all together and develop something? You're going, and I had this conversation with Terry Latham a few days ago, and he said, Vance, we, you know, the success and the excitement of the Pathfinders program originally when we hit the scene, it was because there was nothing else out there. Well, now that is, we're divine. And you go on the Pathfinders website, and I was just clicking on it a few seconds ago, and I'm amazed at seeing what's changing and what's evolving in getting away from this, can I call it renegade of sorts, where we've all, you know, all these different people have the, one, again, I'm not knocking any one of them. However, what I'm seeing is that they're saying, hey, the 90-day cycle, the rhythm of Neekin, utilizing this program, these simple books, and just filling in the names of the people and getting people on track, it's all right there. So coming, that being said, coming back to that, what has happened for each one of you since the last rhythm event right at about 2 months ago?
Well, Vance, this is Harold. For me, 2 months ago was right in the process when I was trying to phase out of my job at Goodwill. And my time, I mean, I was spending 60 hours a week working. It was really difficult to try and incorporate Neekin in that also. However, I did do that, kept still doing it. But since then, well, like today, I have four individuals coming over for rollouts today at my home.
Okay.
So by just simply processing people through a simple program, like the 90-day rhythm, I see that my business is already increasing in just the last 30 days, and that's really all I've done it in the last 30 days.
Now, when you say your business is increasing, give us some real hardcore numbers. So what do you mean it's been increasing? Volume-wise, amount of people you're sponsoring, what?
Number of people I'm seeing. That's really the key. I find that most of the time when I introduce this to someone, it's 90 days before I see them really progress into, I'm going to sign up, I'm going to buy products, that sort of thing. So we talk about momentum. I think it takes 90 days to get that momentum going, especially if you're doing it on a part-time basis. You call people, you meet, something comes up, they can't do it. Can we do it in 2 weeks? I'm traveling. You know, there's always some, what I feel is an excuse at some point. But if you have a reason for them to finally get together, they do that. So that's what I'm seeing, that I'm finally having enough time to call people, get them in the process, and gradually building. And I picked up a demo sleep system yesterday from a lady. She was very skeptical, both she and her husband, but they agreed to try it. So they're going to get a sleep system, an extra pillow, and the next month then they're going to get an air system because their husband has allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sales eventually come about, but it takes the process of getting people into that rhythm of Nican or the rhythm of your process, whatever you're doing.
Okay. Kathy? Either one of the Kathys?
Well, this is Kathy Clark. And I agree. It takes time to build the rhythm within me. And I probably did something very foolish when I was mapping out my goals and my business plan and my 90-day planner. I was mapping it all out like there was nothing that was going to be going on in my life. Other than, you know, taking care of Olivia and et cetera and running my Nican business. But I neglected to put in there that I had a major kitchen remodel going on and a couple other things. You know, talk about biting off more than you can chew. However,
hey, yeah, let me, Kathy, visit that subject right there. Carol Riddick, and I don't think she'd mind me sharing this, how did she describe it? I said something along the lines of 2008 was going to be the year of remodel. She completely tore apart not only their kitchen, but their entire main floor, and is still in the midst of that. She is remodeling that, per se. She is remodeling her body, and I'm not going to give any specifics, but there's a whole lot less of her to love than there was when I saw her a few months ago. And then she's doing the same thing with remodeling her business and what the form that it's taking place. And she's discovered, Vance, this is crazy because you'd think I would take the time to invest in myself or in my home, and yet what I'm finding is the busier I am, the more exciting this thing becomes because I'm more laser-focused. And we find ourselves tuning things out that are no longer a sacrifice because we're more laser focused. So would you find that to be true?
I am now, but it took me a little bit there. I found I had to be laser focused on some construction workers. They were sort of slipping up in a few areas. But what is so exciting, and then you know, the kitchen was done by 3 days, and we took off to San Diego for a week. But one thing I have really seen happen with myself is wellness is my lifestyle. And I was talking to people everywhere. We would just be, any conversation, wellness would come up. And a good inroad into that was what's going on in the water supply today. You know, people are very concerned about that. But I came home and talk about exciting. You know, I have things planned starting at 10 today with Leuma and his people. And last night I had a lady knocking on the door at about 8:30 at night that lives in my complex in my housing development here, but that's about as much as I know of her. And she was headed out of town today, but when she gets back, can she please sit down and talk to me about what I'm doing with NECAM? It's stuff like that. So the rhythm, I had to build the rhythm within myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'm, yeah. Am I where I should have been according to my 90-day planner? No. But I've made a lot of headway.
Good. Good. Okay. Kathy? The other Kathy? Did we lose Miss Texas? I think we did. Okay, good. You know, the great thing about, Harold, what you had shared and what Kathy has shared is that we're making strides in the right direction. And the thing is, for many of us, we can get into the mode of, well, you know, we make our to-do or our punch list every day and go, I need to do this and this and this. However, if we focus on, and I sat down Thursday night with a gentleman that came to hear Bob Richards a few weeks ago here in Portland, and I gave him a rollout, did some fun energy tests, and what was really interesting, I wanted it to kind of be product-centered, but what was really fascinating is I could see the wheels turning in his head. And I went through just a simple equation that I learned from the Pathfinder's charts, the presentation, chart number 18 on the big chart, not the little, you know, tabletop one. But that is, and if you, most people, I only have to take it down to the fourth tier. And I'll run through this really fast. You guys have seen this before. But if I introduce five people, now assuming that I'm at least a senior in NECAM. If I introduce five people and they match my autoship of $100 a month, two bottles of Siaga and a jar of Jades, we just start there with the bare minimum. You're going to see your grocery bill go down because your body's getting the right nutrients. You're going to see the effects in the way you feel, the way you act, your mental clarity, the whole nine yards when you start putting that into your body. But the funnest part was when I get five people to duplicate that, as just a senior, I'm looking at $30 in income a month. Now, if I show those five people how to go out and duplicate that, and then in turn they start to generate, again, just five people. Let's say they don't even go senior, but they find five other people that jump on auto ship, two bottles of Siaga, a jar of Jades. All of a sudden, I go from $30 a month income up to $180. Well, now I'm $80 ahead because I can just eliminate the $100 that I was spending on my own auto ship. That's taking it to the second tier. So you've got a total of 31 people counting yourself in your organization. Now if you just work this down, five people equals $30. Taking it down to the second tier, where you've got 25 on the second level, now that equals 180. Where it gets really fun is if you show those 25 how to duplicate it in five, now we're up to $930 a month in income. So we're $830 ahead. And if you show those 125 people how to duplicate it in five, now their earnings go up to $4,640. Let me see, I have to refer to my little cheat sheet here because I wrote all the numbers down. $4,680. And that's called reproductive residual income every single month, and nobody's spending more than $100 a month, $1,200 a year. And they're going to pay for that in itself when their body's getting the right nutrients, so because their grocery bill goes down. It's the comment I made earlier this morning. We sacrifice today, as Americans, we're sacrificing quality because we're taking in the quantity. Well, you can reverse that when your body gets the quality. Again, now, what does this have to do with building a business and putting people on the right track? If you start with the end in mind, what is the goal? And if you can sit down, and this is what I found myself Thursday night with this gentleman who owns his own business, has 20-some employees, but does not, I mean, it almost cost him his marriage when he realized that, you know, I don't have the freedom. And I can't leverage that because I've got to be there usually 6 days a week at the business. So how do we market that? Now, Harold, what is your angle? What is the approach that you're going to use with these four people that are coming over today for rollouts?
Well, I try and take them through the step-by-step process. It took me a long time to learn that. And part of that, I think, was just what you were saying. There were so many different processes that we could implement. You know, Dave Sovis had one, Reed had one. I mean, there were just so many different ways to do it. It took me a while to figure out what I needed to do to step them through it. So we will give them all four a rollout. I would like to get them to a three-way phone call. And it's not that something like Dennis's online, because they're all very computer-oriented anyway, so that's great. They could certainly do that. Get them to a wellness preview and simply ask them, you know, business or product, which you want. And that's what I do.
Okay. What will you say to them in regards to Dennis being in Portland on Tuesday night?
Well, that's really fun. It's so close. I think three of them are interested in income. So I'm going to approach that probably with income of what is possible in this business, whether it's part-time income, you know, $1,000, $2,000 a month. I mean, my part-time would be up to $3,000 a month. So, you know, I can show checks with that if need be. I don't like to do that. But they are interested in that. You know, how can I have some income on just a part-time basis when I work so hard? Well, you know, that is possible because it's leveraging people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I make that presentation. I try and get them to understand about ownership, that every dollar you spend on helping yourself be healthy saves you $8 to $9 in down the road hospitalization, drugs, you know, whatever the case might be.
And that's an angle that I never even, you know, even never bring up and think. Harold, have you ever been in Dennis and Ruth's house out on Vashon?
I have.
You have? Okay. I'm not telling you what to say. I'm just some food for thought. The gentleman that I was with Thursday night that I gave the rollout to, he's been there as well. Not as a wellness consultant. Simply, we stopped by there when we were up in Tacoma at a Men's Promise Keepers event, and the whole van load of us stopped over, and Ruth had us all over for dinner. I wasn't expecting to impose and have her make dinner, but she said, oh, no, it'd be fun. You know, I could use the company. Dennis has been gone. He comes back later tonight. And so anyways, I gave the grand tour of the house while she was finishing up with dinner, and this gentleman was just in awe. He hasn't forgot that. Trust me, you don't forget a home like that. You don't.
No, that's right.
Or the
kitchen.
The kitchen alone. Especially with the raising appliance garage. And Kathy, I know you know what I'm talking about too. So food for thought here. If I had four people coming over for rollouts today, here's what I do. And again, Harold, I'm not telling you what to say.
I'm here to learn.
As one, and you had mentioned, you know, Frank, you had mentioned that you're not opposed to additional income sources. And what is interesting about that is I just found out within the last 12 hours that the couple who is the second highest earner and Nikan in North America, who live up on Vashon Island in this amazing house that I've been to before, well, he's going to be with us next Tuesday night. And for about, 80 minutes or so, he is going to outlay in front of us something that I could never do. And we don't get this opportunity to have him here in Portland very often. It's, I mean, every, you know, 8, 12 months or so. So if, you know, you could clear your schedule. And, you know, again, if you're open to an additional source of income, what I would also encourage you to do is call a few people. And I don't know what to tell you to tell them, but just say, I'm thinking about doing something. I'd like for your opinion. Come check it out with me. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain. And
very good.
You know, and I'm not going to divulge what, you know, this guy is earning because it's completely unrelatable. But it's safe to say what most Americans annually, double and triple that. And that's where the, him and his wife are at monthly. And, you know, one other note is that they have achieved the highest position with the company. Try not to use the word rank. I hate that word rank. But they've achieved the highest position. And they've been awarded what, you know, we call a royal ambassadorship. And that means they, in one check alone, as an extra perk, above their regular commissions, they get a check from the company for $1 million. It's kind of like winning the Nikan lottery. But they didn't win anything. They worked for it, them and the people in their organization, and we're part of that. You know, we're the ones that have attributed to that. So, just, you know, a few points, because, Harold, that's what I'm going to be doing this morning and this afternoon, getting on the phone, calling people, especially some of the people that didn't show up when Bob Richards was in town, and saying,
right,
hey, I got a second chance for you.
Since I've got three of those myself.
Yeah, since you flaked on me the last time, why don't you come follow through? Because there was a couple people that didn't even show up that they didn't even have a reason. They just said they plumb forgot. I'm like, give me a break. That's not good enough. So I can follow up in that regard. And, you know, and I don't want to always be building a business where I'm just focusing on an event. However, it isn't a bad thing to do either, because, Kathy, you have the same opportunity in Seattle with weekly wellness previews that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's true.
So again, and all of those should segue and feed right into the 90-day rhythm, into what we're doing with the 90-day cycle. And it's, you know, again, but it's being in the process of taking it. Okay, what's happened since the last quarterly? What has happened at that event that we should be following up on now in preparation for the one that's happening now a month from now? So where do we want to be? What are we looking at? If we had things in motion, and this is something I alluded to 2 months ago, are we open to winning the retailing award? What does it take to do that? Sponsoring one preferred customer a month and then generating $500 in personal volume, not personal group, but personal volume. Well, Stacy and I do that in AutoShip alone. And then we turn around and retail some of that. So we make a 35% profit on some of those products that are on our auto ship, because we've got people that they don't even want to sign up. But what I'm finding myself doing is I simply say, hey, you know, you're already using the product. Why don't you get a direct link into Nikan, and I'm going to put you into their preferred customer program, and we'll go from there. It's not that difficult. And I don't know why we haven't all been doing it, and the what you get as a result of it is we get a free bracelet. So, you know, you go from there. Any other thoughts that you guys want to discuss before we tie a bow on this so I can get ready for the... Yes, go ahead.
This is Kathy in Texas. I'm back.
Oh, welcome back.
I had my cell phone. I could hear. I had it on. I had it all connected and everything, and my little Bluetooth thing. I could hear you just fine. But when I started to try to talk, I had nothing. That, you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
Anyway, I've got the convention center here in town is starting up the spring conventions, and they start out with gun shows and home and travel shows and this sort of stuff. And there's the first one is this afternoon. Well, actually, it started now already. And I'm going to get myself up there and see if I can't collect some business cards. And so I'm kind of excited about that resource starting up for me. And the other thing I wanted to say is your folks are coming up to the event in Dallas this next month. Can you hear me?
Yep, hear you loud and clear.
Yeah.
They're gonna be in Mansfield. And how many people are you planning on taking to that?
Oh, I'm hoping a half a dozen. Usually Dallas never tells me anybody's even going to speak until maybe a few days before the event. They've been horrible about getting speakers. I'm sorry if anybody nationally is hearing this, but I have not been bringing people there because the events that I have gone to there, to be very honest with you, are short. They listen to the DVD, they talk a little bit, and have lunch, and that's it. Last time they surprised me a few days before the Saturday, I think Tuesday, in fact, before the Saturday of the event, they were able to, Butch and Bonnie Terrell work in the States, and they were able to get them to come. And, but at that last minute, I scrambled, but I couldn't get anybody to come with me. But now this time, they've already let us know about your folks coming up, and that's a couple people. I've got some people I want to see. You know, I want to get them to see. So I'm really excited about that. So this time, I'm going to be sure to get some people down there with me.
Okay, Kathy, I want to come back to you. You said in the original thing, you said those are a couple people you want to see. Why? Okay, let me rephrase the statement if I can. It's great for us to see people like Butch and Bonnie, and before you mentioned you didn't have much time to notice, to advance notice, but now you've got a month to feed people into Denny, an event with Denny and Char Rogers. What are you saying to get them there? I don't need a perfect script, but just some, what are some of the bullet points you're using to, you know, create an attractive event?
That these are people that have just come from, you know, regular jobs like they do, and have been able to be very successful with NECAN, and they're very good at explaining everything and answering any questions that they may have. I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to word it. I kind of wing it when I'm talking to them, depending on who I'm talking to. But both of your folks, you know, have had regular jobs, and I mean they're regular people. They're not anybody that was a millionaire to begin with. And so many people think that, at least that I've talked to, that if it's somebody in network marketing that's made a lot of money, they had to have a lot of money to begin with.
Oh, of course, or they had to have a lot of contacts or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you,
yeah.
Kathy, do you have a copy of the Success from Home magazine?
Yes.
Okay, use that tool. Flip it open to whatever page. I think it's, what is it, page 70 or page 8, wherever it says, right before the Zig Ziglar article, is the article on Denny and Char Rogers.
Right.
Okay? Have that in your hand when you're talking to somebody face-to-face. Put it in their hand and say, you know, it's not often that we get to meet somebody or have the opportunity to hear somebody who's kind of famous that was printed in a magazine. This is not a NECAN publication, by the way. This is a regular periodical that this month they chose to do it on successful NECAN wellness consultants. And this couple from Oregon, they're actually coming from New York, will be our guest, and they're just living what most Americans consider to be a dream, and yet they're still totally normal, average people. And you could even highlight different sentences that are in that article, mm-hmm. and say, "I've talked to these people myself. I think you'd really be not impressed with them." But I think it would just, you would enjoy spending a few hours and getting to know them and what they've been able to achieve, because I think it's totally possible that we could do the same thing here in East Texas.
Very well said.
So, and if you're on the email list from Kevin and Sherry Hawthorne, they are putting together, and I've got a rough draft of it right now, a bio for them on the flyer. But for anyone to be able to, especially business-minded people that have their own businesses, to be going from that to a life of freedom, and Harold knows exactly what I'm talking about, of owning his own business, and then Kathy Clark knows what it's like to be on the top end in corporate America, and all the stress that goes with that, to be able to flip-flop that entirely and walk away from those businesses completely and no headaches, no employees anymore at all, and to now do what they're doing in New York at the base of the Catskill Mountains and run a B&B. Why? Because they have to? No, because it's fun. It's just something they wanted to do, and they have the freedom and opportunity to do it. What other business could you do that? Generating the type of income, you know, let's just say on average the last few months about 30 to 35 grand. I mean, we're talking $1,000 a day in income, reproductive, residual, disposable income, that they spent maybe a couple hundred in auto ship, and then spending time working with people over the phone. And if you were on the call this morning, you heard the poor phone quality at that. And I talked to Mom briefly right before the call, and she said, our internet's down, so we're going to... I mean, having a phone and being able to work with people and generate that type of income, you can't do that in corporate America. You can't do that in owning your own business and have the freedom they have. So, whatever we have to do to focus in and put that target date a month out, a few weeks out now, and say, I need to have another 5 fresh faces at that quarterly event with me. Boil down the numbers to get 5 confirmed, set-in-stone people. Now, Kathy, in Texas, what you can do is say, look, if you're willing to go to this, I will pay for your meal. They're putting together a lunch with it. We're all going to go in one vehicle. I will buy your lunch. I will treat you to lunch. That's how imperative I think this would be for you, and it would be my gift to say thank you for coming and checking it out. What's that lunch going to cost per person? Well, I guarantee you, you'll make it up when the third people come on board. And when you get there, don't be handling, or don't be manhandling all the conversation. Use the tools and the resources that are in the room. Take your people around and allow them to meet people like Phil and Becky Jacobs. Allow them to meet people like Leon and Peggy Davis. Allow them to meet people like Denny and Shar. Just one-on-one, say, hey, I want you to introduce this as, you know, so-and-so. Allow them to meet people like Kevin and Sherry Hawthorne, who are successful in their own right and where they're at and the lifestyle they've been able to live. There's a ton of people that are there that you need to introduce your people to. Why? Just so they can mingle with everybody in the room? No, just so they can see this isn't about Kathy. This is about others. One last thing, and I need to finish with this. Kathy, you said you're going to a mixer or something at the convention center?
Actually, it's a sports and travel show focusing on hunting and
okay.
Fishing.
What are you going to say to people to get their contact information?
I'm just going to start a conversation, and it's going to depend on where that goes. I talk to people very easily.
Okay. Let me suggest something that when you first introduce them, yourself to them, say, hey, here's my card. Can I get one of yours?
Yeah. Okay.
People will never say no to that. It's something very simple, and then you have their information. Your goal is simply to prospect. It's not to recruit. It's just simply to gather information. And then you do what Harold has done in lining up the appointments later. You're not there to vomit Nikin all over them. You're there to gather contacts. It'd be great if something develops and you have 15 minutes, 20 minutes with somebody to step aside from their booth or aside from whatever and sit down with them and share your story and share what's going on. However, your main focus needs to be to gather contacts.
Vance, would it be better to use a card, like one of the new Nikan cards? I've got some coming, and they should be at the mailbox in town.
Sure.
I haven't been there in a couple of days, and they should be there now.
No, I know which ones you're talking about.
Yeah. It's a business-related one that I ordered.
Absolutely.
Because it's I think, catchy and very colorful and very professional-looking, and it's got my website on it.
Right.
So...
And something you can do, and we've got 30 seconds to wrap this up, something that you can do is pull the Shar Rogers line and say, you know, Jim, based on what I see you're doing here, we need to talk.
Yes.
Leave it at that. Here's my card. Can I get your information? I think I have something that, we just need to talk. You put emphasis on it and put a mandate on it without telling. They will go on the website and do the research before you even have a chance to call them. If you put a mandate on it. Now, the extreme opposite of that is, well, you know, I kind of been playing with this thing, and I don't know if it's really going to go, and I'm really excited about it, but I, you know, I, no. Get a little gumph and go for it. again, you're just there to gather names and information. Okay, guys, we're out of time. Let me know if there's anything I can do. Make contact. Again, shoot to make contact with someone else this week, someone new. And call me for any three ways. Anything we can do. All right?
Thanks, Vance.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks.